You know, Luis, it seems pretty true that the guys that had the harder trek, that had to fight to make it, they tend to be the guys that appreciate it more, that are looking for those lessons as well. And that's one of the things we try to focus on more on the show. We'd like to talk about the Suns as one example of a great team as well, and I want to ask you about that in a second, because looking at the camaraderie of that World Series team, the way you guys came together as a young franchise, you know, sure, you had Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, you had some guys that were, you know, all world, and you had a great player in Luis Gonzalez and some other people as well, but the chemistry was amazing. Tell us about that team and what that exemplifies about the best kind of teams in general, because our discussion until you came on was about how there really seems to be a myth that you're automatically going to learn the right lessons about being a good teammate and a good citizen just by playing sports.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I've played on some teams that have some fantastic players but are very individualists, and that doesn't bear well in going out there and winning in the game, because that player may only hit one time. And, you know, that year that we won, we used all 25 players, and your 25th guy is just as important, because he may be thrown in a situation where it's a key time in the game and he has to come through. So I think the mentality that we have is you treat everybody the same on the team, whether you're the ace pitcher or the star player or you're the 25th guy, you have to all pull in the same direction, because like I said, that one time that you need that last guy on the roster, he might come up big for you.